All right, we're just a couple of weeks out from the Steps for Life walk. May 5th at Rotary Park is when this is happening. And I'm talking to Brenda Duhame with Steps for Life. Brenda, we're set to go for a really good event this year, aren't we?
I'm really looking forward to being there and as a voice and a face behind a workplace tragedy. My husband passed away in 2017 as a result of a workplace tragedy. And I was put in touch with this amazing organization called Threads of Life. And the walk, that is, all the funds that are raised at the walk helps many families like my own who've been impacted by workplace tragedy or is living with an occupational disease or some sort of injury. They are just an amazing organization. And the walk is one of their biggest fundraisers throughout the year. And there's more than 30 walks happening across Canada that week of the walk.
Well, and the thing about, workplace fatality and tragedy and accidents at work, these things are preventable, and awareness is a huge step towards that.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I do know that I had an opportunity not long after my husband passed away to tell his story. And, you know, when that went was broadcasted and the response I got, I know that his story saved one life. And if I can help save one more life, that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to being there and representing Threads of Life and being able to tell my husband's story.
So on May 5th at Rotary Park, when people gather for the Life Walk, Steps for Life, what is this event at a glance going to look like?
Well, to tell you the truth, this will be my very first as well. I don't live in Saskatoon or, you know, really close. I'm 2 hours away. So this will be my first walk. I'm anxious to go and see how it's all going to happen as well.
Well, Brenda, if somebody wants to get involved with Steps for Life, how could they do so and where could they find more information?
Well, the Threads of Life is on the World Wide Web. You just have to put in Threads of Life. It was started by a woman named Shirley Hickman who lost her son in a workplace tragedy. And more than 20 years ago, I'm sure, she's an amazing woman. There's hundreds of volunteers now. Or come out to the walk. There'll be all kinds of information available at the walk for donation or participating.
Well, Brenda, have it on good faith. Rotary Park is an absolutely beautiful part of Saskatoon. And I mean, with the weather lifting up the way it has been, I think we're looking forward to a beautiful day, May 5th.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people there.
Absolutely. Steps for Life walk in Rotary Park coming up Sunday, May 5th. And of course, again, we have the links to all the details on the event page at thebull.ca. Brenda Duhame, thank you so much.
Thank you.